Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's show. It is July 3rd, 2013. I am Molly McCord, your host of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thank you for being here. I'm delighted you are here because you have a lot going on, as we all do, and I hope to make this show worthwhile and informative for you. I recently changed the show to be about 30 minutes instead of a full hour. This is highly intentional so that you could get more information through more episodes. So I hope that today's show gives you a lot of good understanding around the energies that we're working with right now, as well as what's on your mind. This is one of my favorite shows to do. This is the monthly Q&A where I go into my meditative special place and through guidance give answers to the questions that are on your mind. And we have a great selection this month. So thank you, everybody, who submitted a question, and I hope that the guidance that comes through is very beneficial for you, as well as every person who's listening. Even if you didn't submit a question, but things are on your mind, you might find the answer you need in these questions. So I think there's a lot of value in listening and seeing what other people are going through, because we are all connected and the energies are working with all of us. I anticipate that today's show could run over 30 minutes, so we'll just see how this unfolds. A few announcements really quick before we get going. I want to say thank you again for all of you who have downloaded and connected with my book that was just released a few weeks ago. It was number one on Amazon under Spiritual Self-Help and Memoir, Adventurers and Explorers. Thank you for your interest. Thank you for connecting with it. There are multiple layers of messages within the book, and it's been really fun for me to hear how some of you are picking up on that and understanding that it's not just about me and whatever I've been doing or whatever I've done. It's about the energies that are at play. It was really fun for me to write that and to express that, almost like there's little hidden secrets within the book, and you may connect with them and you may not, but I will be sharing more of those in another book, just to make it more clear, but I love hearing how some of you have picked up on those messages already. The book is on sale still on Amazon. It's regularly $9.99. It's only $2.99, $3. Really great deal right now if you want to check it out, download it. It is only on Kindle, but you do not have to have a Kindle. You can read it through the Kindle app. There's a free app that you download onto your iPad, Android, tablet, smartphones, computer, and through the app you read the book. So check that out. And thank you again for your interest. A heads up that next week I will have a special guest on the show. Lois Wetzel will be here to share with us information and stories about shamanism of the 21st century. She's going to share her work bringing in star healing energy to the planet through a new healing modality called Edina. She's going to talk about that. She always has great stories, great wisdom, Lois is a really good person and teacher and very, very wise. So I'm excited to have her on the show and to listen to her latest stories and wisdom. So join us for that if you'd like. Astrologically, we have a powerful new moon coming up on July 8th. That is Monday. I have just finished writing up the astrology for that. I'm going to send it out in an email. So if you're not on the email list, you might want to get on that, or you can find it on the blog, consciouscoolchic.com. The energy with this new moon is very powerful. The energies throughout July are very powerful. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you in today's question. I actually feel quite, you can probably hear it in my voice, I feel a little bit off the planet right now. So as I'm speaking, I'm also grounding and remembering to breathe, because there's a lot of uplifting energy that's coming through right now. And when that happens, we have to also remember to stay in our body and to take care of ourselves and to not float up and away, which can be tempting. So that email is going to be coming out, and I'm just looking forward to what I have to share with you. That new moon is at 16 degrees of Cancer. There's beautiful, beautiful, harmonious energies at play, and I think next week you could be feeling it. So check that out and keep an eye out for that energy. And then the other announcement to share with you is that I'm a contributor to a book that's called The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. And as part of this book, we are doing weekly interviews and sessions with the authors, with every author who has contributed a chapter. And so every Wednesday, there is a free event online where you can connect with the authors, ask them questions, and just hear what they have to say. It's a great way to get some insight, some wisdom, and just to, you know, see if the topic interests you. You can find out more about the latest topics and authors on thethoughtpublications.com and go to Thought Sessions on the website there. That's where you'll see an archive of all the other discussions, plus what's coming up. And I love to give you free stuff, so I want to make sure that that is on your radar. So I have a list of great questions here, and before we get started, I'm going to take a deep breath and drink some water, and then we're going to dive into these questions. So give me just a moment here, and then we'll get started. Okay, thank you. I'm going to start with a question here about why did June feel so pivotal? This comes from Andrea. And this is a great question, because June was pivotal. And so the fact that you felt that, Andrea, and that you were tuning into that is right on. June offered us a few different portals, energetic portals. It brings us fresh energy, new energy, and transition. Things changed in June. If you were to look back at your life just in the past 30 days or so, what shifted for you? In relationships, in career, in yourself, in friendships, in your job, in your house. You know, look at all areas of life and see what changed, what transitioned, what new opportunities came forward, what opportunities did you let go of? June was really about getting clearer on what you want and what matches your energy now. So the portals that happened were connected to that summer solstice energy on June 20th and 21st. And then there was some other big energetic shifts around that time as well. And, you know, we set up these energy shifts on purpose to help us move forward, to keep things going. And here we are at the halfway point of a very powerful year. And we need to keep releasing so we don't get stuck. So all of these transitions that are happening are putting us in more alignment with ourselves, and that's a capital S, selves, with who you are at a soul level, at what you really want. And so trust that anything that transitioned, that fell away, or that did not happen is for your best and highest good. Even if you can't see it right now, even if you're not sure what happens next on some level, everything is happening at a dynamic speed. things are just moving along very fast. And that's also why our thoughts are so important right now. Our emotions are crucial. Whatever is coming up to our awareness is something for us to transition, to move it forward. It can't stay in the same energy. It won't connect. And so June was pivotal in order to keep us moving forward, to remember what we really want, and it gives us the opportunity to trust. You know, things have to fall away before the new can fully show up. There has to be an empty space in order for something new to be put down. And I know that very well, because whenever there's an empty table surface, I manage to stack things up. And so you need to have an empty space in order to fill that void and to allow something fresh to come in. And this, Andrea, is a perfect question that relates to somebody else's question about why are friendships and relationships changing so quickly? And this comes from Lisa in Australia. Why are friendships and relationships changing so quickly? Well, this relates strongly to the energies of June, that the portal, threshold, gateways that we're moving through. They're changing quickly, Lisa, because the connections they once held with people are shifting and they're no longer there. And we have had lifetimes where these connections ending could have been detrimental, traumatic, terrible, awful. You know, think of any negative word, and it could have been a really hard experience. But now the relationship changes can actually be highly beneficial when we are conscious of what is happening and what the bigger picture is. Many people have been a player, a cast member on our journey for very intentional reasons, whether that's soul contracts, soul agreements, karmic history, joint lessons, mutual beneficial give and take, gain. You know, there's a lot of good things that happen between these relationships that we have with each other, a lot of growth, a lot of self-awareness, opportunities to continue ahead and to change our energies accordingly. And so when we do that, the relationships and friendships have to shift. And this is where things can unconsciously feel maybe a little icky. It's because you don't want them to. You're holding on to it. You're remembering the good old times, or you're thinking about all the things you've shared together. I have found that this can be the hardest between women, because with women, we want to bond, we want to connect, we want to share. We also know how the feminine shadow can work. The shadow energy of women can be quite, I don't want to say the word evil, but it can be quite powerful, manipulative, yucky. It's that mean girl stuff, right? And so when these friendships and relationships change, it can trigger the fears around those past experiences happening again. But you can change that energy for yourself. When a friendship changes, when a relationship changes, you want to work through the emotions that come up for you, look at them, be very honest with yourself. And then you can elevate those emotions and those reactions to a new place and connect it to love, gratitude, forgiveness, joy, peace. And when you connect it energetically to those attributes, you are raising the energy between the two of you. So if you are experiencing any type of relationship transitions right now, I believe it's very important to work through those emotions and everything that you're feeling, honestly, because that won't go away. It's a gift. It's meant for you to work with it. And then, at some point, you could feel that urge to just send the other person peace, love, gratitude. Thank them for being a part of your journey. Thank them for knowing you, for knowing them. Find the blessing and make a commitment to grace. Relationship changes are happening quickly because the energies that they were built upon are no longer there. It's not stable. It's not, it just has changed. And so you have multiple ways of dealing with that, right? But just remember that it's happening because you're on different paths right now. You could reconnect in a few years, but at the same time, you don't know who you'll be in a few years, so there's no guarantees. But understand that it's happening for your best and highest good, and that incorporating peace, gratitude, and love is going to do wonders at moving you forward. And know as well that there are thousands and millions of other people on the planet to connect with who will meet you at the place that you're at right now, who will energetically connect to you, and you won't have all of that emotional baggage. So, Lisa, my recommendation is that even though relationship changes may have been harder to contend with in the past, the energies right now are more supportive, they are swifter, they are uplifting, and they can allow you to gracefully move through this transition like never before. And that's quite exciting that we can make these transitions and to know them as a positive thing instead of a quote-unquote negative thing. It's really powerful to change that energetic signature within yourself. And that's really what it comes back to, is consciously making the choice and consciously seeing your own energy and understanding how it can support you during the transition. This relates heavily to surrender, the theme of surrender. And I did a show on surrender, just a few weeks ago. I don't have the exact date. I want to say June 22nd or 23rd. So if you look in the archives, you can listen to that show and get more understanding around surrender and the importance of it. Thank you for that question. Now I want to turn to this other question I think is beautiful and really well said. This is from Daisha, and she asks, what does self-pity do to our spiritual growth or our energy? I find that being around people who are always whining and complaining is draining on my energy and leaves me frustrated at their lack of gratitude. What does it do to the person who is doing the complaining? So Daisha is asking, how do you handle the self-pity energy, essentially? And what does it do to our spiritual growth? And thank you for this question, Daisha, because some people are really not sure what to do right now and the bigger overall picture in their life, right? They don't know what to do. So there's a few things to understand about self-pity. There is why maybe somebody is experiencing that. And the second is what you can do about it. So self-pity is a part of victim consciousness, and it's essentially a major detachment from your power, from understanding that you are powerful, that you have options, possibilities, choices, incredible things you can create in your life, but you can't see it. And it's this perspective that life is happening to you, that all these events are against you, or that, you know, you're not able to make other choices or better choices. And this all contributes to victim consciousness, feeling like everything works against you and that others are more powerful. Many people have this in their energetic signature through lifetimes of this experience. And it's almost been, I'm seeing a cage, like you've been caged. Not a physical cage, although that can be the case, but a cage that's an energetic cage where you couldn't get out. You couldn't see or move or have the opportunities to make another choice. And self-pity will keep you small. It will withhold your energy. It will block, essentially, incredible potentials. But what we don't realize, what people don't understand, is that actually self-pity is an energetic choice, just like every energy. You choose it. It's often highly unconscious. It can be through these lifetimes of feeling like a victim. It can be through family energetic signatures. It can be very strong in your Akashic records. It can be a conscious energy that you or that person chose in this lifetime to work with and to change around. And so one of their biggest breakthroughs in life could be understanding that they're not a victim, but that they're very powerful. And so when we interact or experience people with strong self-pity, we can feel a lot of stuff flare up within ourselves. Maybe it's anger that they don't see how powerful they are. Maybe it's the fact that they're throwing their energy around unconsciously, and you don't want to experience that. It's like you don't want that landing on you. And as you said, Daisha, it leaves you frustrated at their lack of gratitude. What I am hearing very strongly is that self-pity is a choice that people are choosing to work with right now, and it's coming up more powerfully than ever because people are at huge choice points in their life and in their soul experiences. They don't know what to do. They don't like their job. They don't like their house. They don't like their partner. You know, the list goes on. So your choice, Daisha, is also what matters. And it's important to remain in your power. Remain in your energy. If you are experiencing somebody with a lot of self-pity or victim energy happening, that is where you choose how to interact with them, and you can energetically block it, meaning you could be in a conversation with somebody, but you could energetically block it through, like a white light in your aura, shutting down your chakras. You know, you can do this in a way where you're not taking on anything that is theirs and not yours. And you can remember and see them as powerful. Just energetically see them as powerful. They probably are not going to find gratitude right away, but you can send them power, a reminder of their power energetically. You can mention it gently in conversation, but it's actually where I'm feeling resistance, because it's not your responsibility. And depending on your own soul choices, you could have a history of feeling responsible for other people's choices or their energy or what they are moving through right now. So what you want to do is maintain your own conscious energy and look at your choices. Send them gratitude, send them love, send them power, but don't take it on. And understand that this is a soul choice to work with this energy, to potentially undo lifetimes of this work, lifetimes of the self-pity experience. I'm just reading your question again, Daisha, to make sure I touched on everything. So for you, it sounds like it's triggering your frustration, and that is where you make a new choice. Then you choose whether or not you get frustrated at what they're not doing. That is where you can see them as this experience they're having, and how can you maintain boundaries that take care of you and that honor you. And if the conversation allows or if the relationship allows, if they're open to it, you might suggest resources or experts or websites for them to check out. That might be something to offer, but trust yourself on that, because that is not always appropriate. And if somebody is in a lot of self-pity, they probably can't hear those options, in which case you do need to let them go. You need to let that person energetically have that experience. And know that their experience is divine, and that they also have a divine team that is guiding them and is available to them should they choose it. Detachment is such a big lesson for all of us on a spiritual path, detaching and knowing that each person is a soul here having a human experience and that their path is just as divine as ours. And we have to detach them and let them have that soul experience that they're creating. So I hope that gives you some insight, Stacia, and I hope that provides understanding around that because, we, as always, it comes back to self-responsibility and knowing that you can take on your energy and make the choices that are best for you. Now we have another question from a lovely lady in the UK. And she is pursuing a college degree and lives a good life. But I always find myself comparing myself to others and guided by actions to always be noticed and honored by others. As of now, I feel more lost in my goals and also low in my self-esteem because my actions are only to please my family and friends and to be noticed. Very honest question. Thank you for asking this because you are not alone in this. This comparing yourself to your classmates and trying to stand out is again related to soul history. And the minute you recognize this, the minute you say, why am I always comparing myself? Or why am I trying to get noticed? The minute you do that is a beautiful divine gift because you're taking what have been unconscious patterns and bringing them to your conscious awareness. So I want to recognize that because when you are observing yourself in that manner, just by doing that, you start to change the energy. So asking the question is very powerful. This is something, the comparison part, the being noticed part, is highly prevalent in the world right now because we're more connected than ever. In terms of the internet, social media, websites, instantaneous reactions, every way that we can see what everyone else is doing can highlight what we're not doing or can make us feel less than or if I do this, then I will get that feedback or that notoriety too. All of this stems from self-love, self-worth, self-respect, self-value. All of those need to be nurtured and taken care of. And that can be a life of work, meaning that's something that doesn't just end. It's something that you continually develop and build, often like building a muscle where you put time and effort into it and then you get the rewards. So the fact that you're noticing this comparison part is a wonderful gift. And it brings up the question of why. Why? Well, it's an ego drive. It's something that your ego is looking to fulfill. It's wanting to be noticed. It can be related to other lifetimes of not being acknowledged, of not being valued, of putting too much emphasis on external rewards and feedback, which is quite common, very common. Many of us have that programming that happens in the background, right? And we want the recognition, we want the validation. But the long and the short of it is that all of that comes from you. It comes from you. It starts with you and it ends with you. And so finding a way that you can validate yourself and your own interests, that you can see yourself as already being beautifully acknowledged just because you're alive in human form, the fact that you're already needed and valued because you're here. The comparison thing, I think it's a little tricky because there's a part of that that won't ever go away simply because we're always curious about what other people are doing and what can I do and what do I want to do and how are they doing it to be successful. I think what I've learned is that when you come across somebody and you're comparing yourself to them on some level, it's usually a message that there's something they're doing that you also want to do, and take it as the fact that you can do that too, or you can try that too, but you have to do it from a very authentic place. You can't do it just to go out and be better than them, or to outdo them, or to be number one so they can be number two. You have to do it from a very authentic place that says, I want to experience this too. I want to create this. So look at what you want to create and know that when you use your energy authentically, that is when you will feel amazing about yourself and other people will validate that. But it has to come from you first. So I hope that helps. I hope that clarifies that this comes back to self-love and loving yourself more, validating yourself more, and shifting the focus from what other people are doing, saying, getting noticed for, and bringing it back to you, and that you are valuable and your authenticity is valuable. Okay, so I hope that helps. With any of these questions, if you have a follow-up question, shoot me an email. You can also reach me through Facebook or Twitter, and I will address it because I know sometimes you bring up more questions, and I'm happy to answer those as well, but I want to make sure that you get what you need. Okay. I'm going to take a quick drink of water, just a moment. Okay, thank you. Now, this next question comes from Anthony. What are orbs? I think this is a great question. What are orbs? And let's see, I'm trying to think of how to describe this. You take a picture, for those of you who don't know what orbs are, you take a picture, and perhaps it's late at night, or it's where there's a dark setting. And in the picture, there are all these little bubbles, or these small little drops. And you don't know where they came from, but they're just glowing, or they seem to have messed up the picture or the image you are taking. And they're always circular. Maybe they're big or they're small or there's multiple ones or there's one. But they are infused with light. That is an orb. Orbs are multidimensional expressions of energy. They are light infused. They are not viewable to the eye unless they're captured. I've actually only seen them on film. And I'm hearing that's because they exist in other dimensional layers that cameras, videos, and other apparatuses can capture that the human eye can't capture. It's very rare to capture that, although I'm hearing from my team that that's going to be changing. There's going to be more sightings of orbs. Oh, this is so cool. And I'm seeing it as like raindrops falling down. The human eye has the potential to see the orbs, but it's a different layer of energy that we're working with. So not everybody will be able to have that experience. However, most people have seen orbs in pictures. So orbs are multidimensional energies that are circular, like a cell in our bodies. And so they are part of a universal cellular structure connected to different grids on the planet. And so some parts of the Earth will have more orbs than others. And they are also connected to people. So you might have orbs to show up or follow you around as part of your aura or as part of your energetic signature. But they come through at different times and they can be great for barriers, protection. They're also just happy bubbles. I'm hearing happy bubbles. So I'm just going to say that. Happy bubbles. And they are gifts gifts and reminders of our multidimensionality, how we're all connected. They're connected to sacred geometry. And they're just meant to be delightful. They're very high vibrational elements that are meant to make us smile. Oh, that's really lovely. So I don't know these answers until I ask them sometimes. So all this information is coming through as I'm speaking, and it's very cool to hear all this because I think orbs are quite lovely. And so that's what they're meant to do, is they're meant to make us happy and make us smile and just add a little more joy to a picture or an experience. And they're becoming more popular. I've seen there's Facebook pages about orbs. So if you want to check them out, I'd say go to Facebook and see what they have there, because that would be a great way to add an extra layer of energy to your Facebook newsfeed. Okay, thank you for that question, Anthony. And now for the next question. Can you share the energy of July? Yes, I can. This comes from the initial K. Thank you, K. The energy of July. So I touched on it briefly at the beginning of the show in terms of the flows that are available, the openings, and that there are some very rare astrological energies that are going to be felt even stronger into next week and the middle of July. And so I asked my spirit team while I was in meditation if they could provide more insight about these energies, and I heard a few words that I think are quite lovely. Creativity, responsibility, focus. The creativity is the biggest word. Like I say that in all caps. And it's supported by intuition, inspiration, magic, excitement, anything that puts you in the universal flows. Okay? It's a time to open up your creativity, to express yourself, to unleash what you want to say, do, create, show, paint, knit, cook, any of it, all of it. Creativity is really big throughout July, and that is because creativity is our soul coming through. It's your soul speak. It's guidance that connects you to your joy, abundance, universal flows, all kinds of amazing things, including peace, a level of peace within you. So creativity is really important throughout this month. Astrologically, we have Mercury retrograde right now, which I always interpret as meaning it's time to relax. And I associate that with sitting back and doing what feels good. You know, what information is coming through here? What wants your attention and you've been putting it off all year? July is a beautiful month to get those things moving, to take out the paintbrush, to get out the pencil and paper, to do some collaging, whatever it speaks to you. Make time for that in July. And this connects to responsibility. Looking at responsibility, remind you of your priorities and what you're here to do. And I don't just mean the 9-to-5 and paying the bills. I mean at a soul level. You are here with certain responsibilities, certain things your soul came to do, to complete, to experience. And that is one of your main responsibilities. Now, I'm hearing, as I say this, a lot of you saying, but I don't know what that is, Molly. I don't know what my main soul purpose is. Well, you do know. actually. And that is what you need to open up to. And that is why creativity is important right now, because creativity opens you up to those soul priorities. And so let me explain this a bit more. When you're in the state of creativity, your mind literally goes to other places. Your energy goes to other places, and it allows you to receive. And it is by doing the writing or going for a walk in the woods with your camera or sitting down to paint or knit or to cook, whatever it is. It's when you're in that state that you receive more information and those aha moments happen. Inspiration strikes. Clarity comes through. So creativity is an opening to your soul's guidance. And when that happens, when you hear those messages and you get it, that is when you understand your priorities, and that is when you can also connect it to responsibility, the responsibility of taking care of those priorities and making sure that they're somewhere in your life. Responsibility is the ability to respond. And that's what you have, that's what you're gifted with in July, is the ability to respond to what our soul needs. And then this relates to the third word here, which is focus. Focus, focus. So much of what we let go of in June is allowing us to focus now and to get clear on more of what we want. This focus might not be one thing. It could just be a certain energy. Maybe the focus is on peace. Peace throughout your life. Peace with relatives, family. Peace with where you're at on your journey. That could be your focus. It could be compassion with yourself and loving yourself and understanding how much you've done to get to this point, and that you're still a work in progress, but you're a powerful work in progress. So focus is key, because there's so much going on right now and in the world, but we have to keep our eyes on the prize. You know, keep your focus on what is really important overall. And July is going to provide opportunities to do that. It's also going to show you what is not important anymore, what is ready to be lower on the to-do list, or what is ready to be slightly moved out of your life. It's going to show you that, because the energies want you to focus now on more of who you really are and what you really want. And this is about shining. Don't play it small. Don't sit on the sidelines. Don't withhold yourself. Make sure that what you do throughout this month supports your creativity, responsibility, and focus. And that's going to open you up to even more answers. You might not like certain areas of your life right now, and that's okay. But return to creativity. If that's the case, if you're feeling stuck, ask to be shown more of your responsibilities. Ask for support and focus, and focusing. Anything you ask for will be provided. It'll show up in the most perfect way, on the most perfect timeline, but it will come through. And with that, we are out of time. So this went fast, and I appreciate all of your questions. If you have a question, you can ask it on the website, consciouscoolchic.com. There's a little tab there that says Ask a Spiritual Question, and I'll make sure to include that in the August edition of this show. Thank you for being here. I hope you got a lot of value out of this and the information, and I love being of service to you. So thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day ahead. And I'll be sending you information on the email list very soon. Thanks, everybody. Namaste.